Blog Talk Radio.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر، إن الإنسان لفي خسر، إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. بسم الله.
Assalamu alaikum. Hello, Sister Circle. Today we will be discussing how COVID has affected your life. Have you lost any jobs, business, loved ones? Have your children been getting on your nerves? Has your husband been getting on your nerves? And what was your experience? We can talk about anything as far as how COVID has affected you. I want to welcome Hasana, my producer. Hasana, can you hear me? Hasana?
Yes, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. You can hear me?
Yes, I can. I can hear you loud and clear. Thank you so much for always inviting me to assist and participate in the show. And yes, my kids are getting on my nerves. Thank you for asking.
I think that's probably something that's happening all over. So how has COVID affected you guys?
Well, in all honesty, alhamdulillah, it's brought us closer together. This past Ramadan was so beautiful because, you know, as you and I talked about, it was like we weren't worrying about going to school and to work. And, you know, we were able to participate in class every day and just really focus this year, you know, for the first time in a long time. So that was beautiful. But I'm not going to lie, they're getting on my nerves. I'm not going to lie. I was just thinking that earlier. It's like everywhere you move, it's like, can you please? But, you know, and it's, you know, we talked about the school and things, but it's rough. And like you were saying, you know, so many people have lost loved ones. So, you know, this has been really difficult for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was just talking to someone earlier. We were just discussing how we lost a lot of people in the community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's been really hard because you haven't been able to bury them properly.
Oh, that's right.
You know, especially in the beginning. In the beginning, I think that it was just people were just dying and they would be being put in those freezer trucks.
Oh, goodness.
And I don't think people were able to come and claim the Muslims, you know?
Right.
So I had seen a big text go out in the beginning about just trying to raise money to help bury, you know, the Muslims properly.
Oh, my goodness.
And collect the bodies and stuff like that. So that was something that was hard for the community. I'm sure hard for everyone.
Yes.
You know, alhamdulillah, I wasn't affected, you know, financially with my job. I was still able to work,
right.
But I did get sick.
Yes.
You know, I got really sick.
Yes, me too. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you and I talked about that too. And you got sick. Did your kids get sick too?
No. So I am thinking that one of them, especially in the early days, you know, let's all be honest with each other. Many people weren't taking it as seriously. So for the kids, it was like, oh, no school for how many months, you know, because they weren't even having classes for a while they worked things out. So they were just on their little adventures. And I think they brought me an unwanted gift. I'll say that. So, and it was a whole month of COVID, and you know, alhamdulillah, it was a mild case. I think we talked about it in our first show that my symptoms, I don't know how it was for you, but the way I realized is I couldn't taste or smell anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so and I was like, oh, okay, this is weird. I'm like, I don't have a cold, but I can't taste or smell anything. And then it started out mild, and then it got to the point where I couldn't taste or smell like at all. And so, you know, and that it lasted a month, but I don't have any residual effects. I hear a lot of people, and I don't know about for you, but I hear a lot of people talking about having residual effects from.
Yes, me too. I hear about that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Especially on, they said, younger people in their like 30s and 40s were having heart attacks.
Yep.
So they were saying that was a side effect from the COVID. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, I heard that too.
He recently passed of a heart attack in his sleep. We don't know if he had COVID or not, but I know he did pass recently. And my nieces, their aunt passed in the beginning.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
You know, so it was like we didn't know what was really going on as far as the COVID or the side effects. You know, people was just passing and you didn't even know. One of my students' father passed as well.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry to hear that. That's just, it's devastating, you know, like you said, and for the community, you know, what do you, like you said, not being able to bury, you know, Islamically the way that in the time frame that we know that we should. So that just leaves a really big, you know, gap for people. So that's really, oh, I don't even.
Yeah. You okay? Well, it seems like we lost her. What happened, Hasana? Yeah. But, you know, we're discussing COVID and how it has affected you. If anybody wants to call in, the number is 516-387-1905. Hasana?
Yes, I'm here. I just had a technical difficulty, and I do apologize. I was trying to take a look at the switchboard, everyone, and see who's here. But unfortunately, being in co-host mode, they don't VIP guest mode. They don't allow. I can't see the dashboard. So hopefully, everyone is doing great, and hopefully, we're getting a lot of callers. Are you able to see callers? Nisa,
but we don't have any callers as of yet, no.
Okay,
this is
perfect.
A pretty hard topic, I'm sure.
Yes,
absolutely.
It's difficult. How have you been dealing with it? You're always, you know, so generous with everyone. How are you? I mean, how have you been dealing with COVID and being home?
Well, I'm enjoying being home, but in the beginning, when we really didn't know what was going on, you know, my birthday is in March, so around that time, everything just seemed to be kind of shutting down, so I'm like, wait a minute, what's going on? You know, I want to be able to celebrate my birthday. I'm like, plan. But, you know, I was still working, still going in every day, and I didn't really realize that I was sick until one day, I just kept having a headache. I kept having a headache. I kept complaining about having a headache. Now, you know, I have headaches all the time. So I get migraines. So this was a little different than a migraine, though. It was just, it just didn't go away. And it felt different. Like, I felt different. I felt like, because I walked to work. So when I'm walking, I felt like I was kind of having an out-of-body experience, you know?
Oh, wow.
So it was like I could see myself walking, but I felt very lightheaded. So I went to work one day, and we were trying to wear gloves and masks, but we were told, as workers, we weren't allowed to wear gloves or masks, even though we see hundreds of clients every day on a daily basis, right? So we weren't able to see any, we weren't able to see any clients with a mask on or any gloves on. So one day I came in, and they had said one of our coworkers had passed away. That same day, they implemented wearing the gloves and the mask. So I'm like, I don't understand why it had to take them hearing someone pass away for us to be able to wear gloves and masks. So I went on my lunch break, and I ate a little bit, but then I laid down. I put my head on the table, and I fell asleep. Now, normally I'm tired, but I'm not that tired that I'm going to fall asleep at lunch. So I knew that something was really wrong because I slept through my lunch break. And then when I went upstairs, you know, I was like, oh, I just don't feel well. Like, I'm going to leave. So I left, walked home. No, actually, I had drove that day because I wasn't feeling well. So, yeah, I did. I drove, got into the garage, got out my car. I started feeling worse. And then from that day on, I couldn't even get back up. I was just so weak. And then I remember waking up in the middle of the night, not being able to breathe. So I think it was first the headache, then I couldn't breathe, and then the taste and the smell. I think that affected me. So
wow.
I went to the, you know, those clinics that they have, the emergency walk-in clinics, and they were like, oh, we don't know what's wrong. We can't really say why you're feeling the way you're feeling. So they gave me an asthma pump, but that really, it helped me. The asthma pump helped me. And then, you know, Juana, we had her on the show.
Yes.
She gave me some remedies to kind of help fight it. And she told me to take tea with lemon, just drink like liquid soups. And she gave me some concoction, lemon with, I think, turmeric and pepper. It was a whole bunch of stuff, but it kind of made me feel a little bit better after a little while. I think garlic. And then like 10 days straight, though, the headache just couldn't go away, and I couldn't keep my eyes open. And then one day, I just felt better. It was like, I just felt it like lift, you know, and the headache just went away, and I was able to sit up and eat regular food. And but it was like 10 days straight of just pure exhaustion.
Yeah, that exhaustion is real. I had it myself, and that was one of the main things. You know, it's so, I'm glad though that you realized that you weren't feeling well and took the necessary precautions, because as you said in the beginning, they, you know, were discouraging people from wearing masks, because I believe this whole thing started a little bit earlier than what people said. Because I remember someone in my office wearing a mask, and people were kind of, you know, telling them, hey, you know, you're taking this too far. Are you wearing a mask? What are you distancing yourself from everyone? Mm-hmm. He was like sitting on the far back corner with a mask on, and little did they know he was actually doing the right thing. He actually kicked off social distancing in our office. So, yeah, so, I mean, you did the right thing, and I'm so happy that, you know, it wasn't worse than it was. It sounded a little bit worse than what I went through, because I didn't really have a lot of shortness of breath, definitely fatigue, because I was still working right through, you know, having COVID, you know, because I was already.
You had to go in. You had to go in.
No, I had, they had started, you know, I think the shelter in place had been implemented by then, so I was working from home, but I'd be right under the covers trying to work, and
I really miss going to the mass trip. I mean, now they have closed the mass to Sister Sally, you know, still making them for the brothers, but before, when it was just closed completely, it was, I was so upset because I would go every Friday to Juma. That was like, you know, after a busy, strenuous work week, Juma, I look forward to Juma. So when that got closed down, I had stopped going though before they actually closed it down because I had got sick. So after I got sick, I really didn't want to go in the public because I was afraid of getting sick again, because they wasn't sure if you could get it again, or, you know, what have you. So I really didn't go back. But then around, I think I want to say June or July, maybe. I know it was after Eid, because we couldn't go for Ramadan. You know, I missed.
I know, and that was tough. That was that was tough. And the Eid, you know, especially for the kids, you know, they look forward to it all year. You know, they feel so, you know, satisfied with fasting, and they're like, oh, you know, on the phone with all their friends about, you know, what overgarment they're going to wear. And, you know, just, I love their excitement, and I just love, you know, and they still, we don't get me wrong, we still had a great time right here at home, but just not, you know, being outside and praying with everyone and just seeing the sea of Muslims. And it's just,
right,
you know, such a beautiful thing. But just to not have that, you know, this time, it was, like you said, it was really tough.
Yeah, yeah. I know I usually love to go different places, you know. But
mm-hmm.
I think, what did we do? We went to the masjid and prayed.
Oh, you did go? Then, wow, okay.
Yeah, we, you know, mass was mandatory.
Mm-hmm.
So we went and we prayed. And then I think we went to have breakfast. Yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We had, like, seating outside. It was outside by that time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we went and had breakfast. Then went to Juma for a little while. And then went home and slept.
That's the best, isn't that? We always wind up doing that, too, when... you know, on the Eid, it's like you get up so early and you go and you do so much, and by 5-6 o'clock, I'm like, that's it. So we actually did something fun. What me and my girls did was we had our own little cooking contest. We made food from all over the world. Everybody picked a region. So I had the South. So my oldest daughter, I think, had the Caribbean. My middle daughter had, Hannah had Africa, and Fatima did, I think, Indonesian cuisine.
Oh.
So we made this whole big spread, and then my brother and sister came over, you know, to spend the Eid with us, and then they had to pick whose meal, they had to pick who made what and whose meal was the best.
Who won? Who won?
No, they didn't want to say. I think I won, but they didn't want to say. I think I won because mine was the best. But let them tell it. They won. But
wait, what was your meal?
Mine was greens, beef ribs, macaroni and cheese, cornbread. I mean, the whole Southern.
So you have the Southern, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I would love to taste the Indonesian food. Oh my God.
I forgot what Fatima made. Now she'll kill me. I forgot what she made, but it was really good. And then Hannah made jollof rice from Africa. Halima did jerk chicken. So yes, they can cook. So yeah, that was fun, and we just had such a great time. We spent 3 days preparing, and it was just so fun. It was such a great bonding experience.
Mhm. That's good. That's good. That sounds delicious.
Mhm. It was.
I need to get in on that next year because I need some food in my life.
Well,
I love to try
Queens
different.
Is not that far, so.
No, you're right. It's not that far. I just got to be invited, so
yes.
I'm putting it out there. Everybody here is putting it out
there. I was going to say, you all heard this, right? Nisa said she was coming over, so let's see.
I'm waiting for the invite for the Eid celebration to try different food.
We decorated, and we just went all out, and it was just so nice.
That's good. You know, I usually decorate my building downstairs in the lobby, but this year I wasn't really feeling it.
Yeah, it's, you know, nobody, you know, it was just everything this year was, you know, different. And how do you what is your self-care routine, you know, now that you're, you know, at home? I mean, what do you do for self-care?
Well, I think COVID has actually made that part of my life better because being home, you know, being mandated to stay home from work and work from home has allowed me the opportunity to be able to go out and ride my bike. I had a bike before that was like a foldable bike, but it's, you know, kind of small and it folds up and you put it away. But it was very hard to navigate around Brooklyn with that because Brooklyn, we have so many hills and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to wait till everything opened back up and I was able to purchase a larger bike and it allowed me to be able to go further. So... Mm-hmm. Like maybe 3 or 4 times a week, I would go bike riding. So, you know, I live in Williamsburg and I would go to the boardwalk. So I discovered different parts of the boardwalk now. I didn't even know we went down so far. So that was a good experience. I was able to work out more and go bike riding. So I got to see different parts of Williamsburg that I have never seen because
you know, you don't have the time. I used to work until 9 o'clock at night sometimes. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that was really, really good. I missed my massages, though. But the working out part was definitely better for me as far as my health and my well-being. So that was, and I would go watch the sunset. I would get off just in enough time to go ride my bike to the boardwalk, watch the sunset, and then ride around a little bit. So that was
that
really, really,
nice.
Really good for me. Yeah, very therapeutic.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a friend that used to say that. It's very therapeutic.
Yes. It is. That sounds beautiful. I'm just embarrassed to say, nope, that's not me, especially at the beginning of COVID. I'm not going to lie. I think I must have binge-watched every show that was ever invented and would literally be in my bed, like, all day, every day, like, oh, so I have COVID, so bring me my dinner to my door. Thank you. And
yeah, I did that too. I got to catch up on some stuff. I did that too. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and that was like in my bed, and I had to really stop and think. I'm like, wait a second, you know, this is not good for my health. This is not, yeah, you know, I probably put on the COVID-15 at that point, but at some point, I snapped out of it. Like you said, started working out again, and just really started really paying more attention to my health and just did a 360. So, but in those early days of COVID, I'm like, oh, just what snack am I having today? That was my main focus. What show, what snack? That was my focus.
So what were they calling it? The COVID-15?
The COVID-15. Yes, that was me. That was definitely me. And yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so I really enjoyed, though, catching up on different shows. And I would be watching, like, daytime TV, and they would mention different movies. I think around that time, they had different categories of shows that were winning awards and stuff like that. Or they were promoting what was going to be coming on demand and all that type of stuff. I don't have Google, but they were mentioning just different movies that will be coming on Netflix and things like that during this time of COVID. And people get to watch it, you know, for free, basically. So I was writing
yeah,
shows down and watching them.
Yeah, that was me. I think I've binge-watched, like, every show. See, every show that was ever invented, and I'm thinking that, you know, the snacking and just watching a whole bunch of shows, that actually went hand in hand, because, you know, on whatever shows you choose, there's, you know, people always eating and stuff. You don't realize how that kind of gets, you know, subconsciously ingrained in you. So I definitely had to stop doing that and just be very selective about what I watched and then what I ate. So I don't know about you, because I know you're a great cook as well, and you've always been really, you know, wonderful with watching what you eat. But are you like me and acting like you've become master chef now that you've been home?
Yes, I looked up so many different recipes. I mean, I was in there, like, making sure that I had this ingredient, that ingredient. I have so, I mean, I've always had the ingredients, but
yes, I remember.
I never had time to use it. So, yes, I was doing that. I was looking on YouTube. YouTube has become my best friend.
Me too.
I like Simple. I think, what's the website I use? Simple Meals or something like that. I make a lot of different vegetarian stuff.
Me too. Me too. Oh,
yeah. So I really enjoyed that. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Same here. I've been, you know, like I said, just trying to do a real 360. So I just really try to do a lot of plant-based things. Like, after we're done today, I'm going to try to make a vegan block cheese, like not just the cheese sauce, but the actual block cheese. I'm going to make that. I think I've learned how to make every type of vegan mock meat there is, making it from making seitan from scratch.
You tell me about a dish you had made for breakfast.
Oh, for breakfast.
With the vegan bacon or something like that? You made it out of the rice paper
bacon. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you would...
Thank
you for remembering that. So, yeah, you would use actually the skin that you would... for a spring roll, you use that. You slice it up, and you use soy sauce, maple, and... you run it through there, like you dip it in there, and then you just, you know, let it fit, and then you put it in the air fryer, because I have an air fryer that my wonderful sister got me, and I use it every day, and so it's so much better than using a lot of oil. You can bake, you can roast. You hear that, Food Ninja? You better sponsor us, because I just gave you a free plug. Food Ninja, sponsor the show.
I just bought an air fryer. Everybody was talking about this air fryer. My father, my sister, my aunt. Everybody. So I said, oh, God, let me see what's the hype about this air fryer. So first, I bought an air fryer, and it didn't work. I can't remember the company I bought it from. But it did not work. I had to return it. I was so mad because I bought it from Bloomingdale's. I ordered it online, and it didn't work. So it really annoyed me. It just burned my food. So I bought another one. My sister in Maryland, she asked me, like, well, what kind do you want? So she was like, this is the one that I have. So I was like, okay, I'm going to get that one. So we searched online during the Black Friday sale, and we found one.
Yay!
It's not big, you know, small, but it does what it needs to do, and I do like it. I do enjoy it.
Yeah, I love it. And like I said, Food Ninja, you heard that? Or is it Ninja Foodie? I don't know what it is, but you know what I mean, and we're expecting a sponsor. So I love it because, like I said, you can bake, you can dehydrate. So I put, you know, if you want to have baked apples and things like that, or to make apple crisps, or to make kale chips, just anything that you would want to just try to have healthy snacks, making your own tortilla chips, you just put that in the air fryer, and it's just, you know, I just feel like, well, I have the time, I'm making everything from scratch, anything possible, I'm making it from scratch, so.
Yeah, see, I haven't tried too many things yet in the air fryer. I'm still so used to using my cast iron. You know,
oh, that's good. Oh,
griddle?
Yeah, that is great.
So the cast iron is like my favorite. It's like my best friend. Everything just come out so good in the cast iron.
I agree.
Hold on. I have a caller. Let me see who's calling.
Yes.
Assalamu alaikum. You're on the air. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Wa alaikum salam. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's Amina.
Oh, Nina. See, that's
I can't wait
to come on the show.
I just finished my doctor's
appointment.
No, not really, but, you know, alhamdulillah, I still wanted to call in. I was listening to the show the whole time. I love you guys. You guys have very, very, very good chemistry, mashallah. And I will say that I have not did any exercise during said COVID. I have actually gained a few hips and thighs, but
I'm right there with
it
you.
Is
so
what
don't
it
worry.
Is. But my intention is to, you know, get myself together because, you know, just got to be healthy. I'm getting older, 45. I gotta get myself together, keep right for my grandbaby. So,
yeah, yeah. We gotta get that arm straightened out first. You know.
Oh my
yes.
gosh. I went out today. I know you guys, it's so crazy. It's just so ridiculous. Broke my arm in multiple places.
Oh,
I have two plates in my hand. I will be having another surgery in 3 months' time, which I wasn't expecting.
Oh,
so that was kind of really sad to hear and a little depressing. But I'm just trying to, you know, it could have been worse. You know, I watch all these doctor shows and, you know, I swear I'm a doctor anyway. So I watch all these shows and people coming in. I know, right? I watch these shows and I see these people coming in, all these accidents. I mean, I need to be grateful that it wasn't worse than what it was, you know, alhamdulillah. And, you know, I'm just trying to be patient with myself because I get so frustrated because I can't do certain things and I, you know, require the assistance of the kids and the hubby and, you know, friends and family. So, you know, alhamdulillah, it is what it is. But I just had my doctor's appointment, so I just wanted to, I kind of called it. I was like, I hope it's over. My appointment's over soon so I could call in.
Alhamdulillah, we appreciate you calling in.
Yes.
Alhamdulillah, you guys sound great. It's really nice to hear you guys, and I think it's a really good topic I will say I have not got tired of my crew. I get sad when they're not here. So, I mean, I can't say that they've been getting on my nerves because they really haven't. Just to be all the way honest, they have not. And I've definitely got to spend a lot of time with my grandbaby, who, you know, does live with us. But, you know, I get to see her anytime I want, as much as I want. So that's definitely special. That's definitely special.
Yeah.
And hubby, he works every day, so he is not here to give me any aggravation. So, alhamdulillah.
You know what? I think that COVID has actually brought me and hubby closer because I'm home more, you know. And during that time, he was actually home a little bit more too when, you know, the hours got cut. But I think our relationship kind of grew. Because, you know, you do get on each other's nerves. I mean, he did get on my nerves, but, you know, we kind of worked through that. But we've learned to work through things. So I think that was a good
thing. That's wonderful.
You know?
Well, that's a great benefit. If nothing else, I mean, that's a wonderful benefit to have gained that, you know, you and your hubby have gotten to learn each other a little bit better and, you know, not worry about the small stuff and, you know, just try to make it happen because, you know, this is, if nothing else, COVID has just shown that life is not guaranteed.
Exactly.
Any day, any moment, any time Allah could take you. And, you know, and it's hard because we're human. So we're still going to fuss and fight and get on each other's nerves, but we just got to try to be better and not, you know, focus on the little insignificant things as much as we can.
Right. That's so true. Because, you know, the sisterhood is what I miss, too.
Yeah.
You know, and you kind of take for granted the people that's in your life. And when you don't see them, you really miss them. So I
that's very
being
true.
Around the sisters. You know, but now I think they're starting to have, like, a few little things for this. I went to a paint night a few weeks ago, and it was a lot of fun.
Oh, that's good. And we need that. We need that. So whatever we can do, as long as we're practicing safety and, you know, making sure we are, you know, taking care of ourselves so that we don't, you know, affect others. You know, we can do things. We just got to be mindful. It's not like we have to stay in the house. We can't travel. We just have to be mindful.
Right.
You know,
wear a mask.
Yes.
I got some cute masks.
I know, me too.
I got
an
orange one. I got some Wonder Woman
ones.
Of course, you got an orange one.
And it's sparkly. Just wanted to put that out there.
And I have a pink sparkly one.
You have a pink sparkly one? Why did you get a pink sparkly one? Hello?
Girl, you have to go on Amazon. Like, they're so cheap now, it's ridiculous. Like, it's not even, remember, they used to cost so much. And I still have the ones that you made me. I still have all the ones that you made me.
Said you make masks.
I was making them in the beginning. I didn't have nothing else to do.
You see the look on my face right now. Really?
Like, I can see the look.
Thank you. Thank you. Because I'm just glaring at the computer screen like she can see me.
Yeah, I was making masks, just sending them to people. I wasn't charging anything. I just was sending them to family and friends, just, you know, because I had
a blessing because. We didn't have money to go out and buy them because they were so expensive. So, I mean, it was really a blessing. And, you know, alhamdulillah, you can get a lot of, you know, I'm sure, inshallah, you got a lot of blessings for helping, you know, people who didn't have. So,
yeah.
And
I have a friend in
Atlanta
who didn't have any masks. She said that worked in a hospital. She's a social worker. And she was saying that they had ran out of PPEs. They were re-wearing the masks that they were given.
Wow, and that was a
what they would do is they would put it in a brown paper bag at the end of the day to try to preserve it, and then the next day they would come into work and they would put it back on. So
isn't
I sent
something?
Her a few.
Oh, that was really nice. I'm sure she was so grateful and happy for that.
That
is crazy, especially your essential workers. They have to have something. I mean, you know, I don't go out much. I'm pretty much home for the most part. But, you know, on occasion when I do go out, you know, I need to be protected. And, you know, I went out today for the first time in a while. I can't wait to get back home.
That's how I feel, too, time I'm raised back home.
I had the wrong mask on. So you know Chick-fil-A, right? So instead of a Chick-fil-A mask, it says Chick-fil-A. this is what I get for wearing stuff that I should be wearing. So, of course, your brother, my husband, was looking at me like, what does that say? I thought that's Chick-fil-A. He was like, all right, a minute, get in the car. I could not wait to get home and take that thing off. You hear me? I thought I was so cute. See, certain masks are not appropriate for outside window.
No.
I could not wait to wear it.
Online.
I did look cute now.
Of course you did.
It's just that I couldn't breathe. So if I can't breathe, then that defeats the whole purpose. So I needed not to wear that one. So it was hanging up on my lamp, looking cute on from a distance. I will not be wearing that outside again.
Yes, well, give that to
me,
okay?
No. I will just leave it there. I'm not giving up my stuff. Nope. Mm-mm. And I will say, if the kids have started cooking, especially my son, Lace, he made dinner tonight. I mean, burger and fries, which is his specialty. He makes some good burgers. He really does. But I really haven't had to go in the kitchen unless, I feel like it or I thought, okay, well, let me have a turn cooking. Now that I'm a little injured, the kids have really picked it up. Nesma, my other daughter, made some salmon the other night.
Yes,
so they've really been picking up. Oh, my gosh, it was so good. I had the last piece this morning for breakfast. I was so happy.
Ooh.
It was really, really good. And Ethan knows how to use the rice cooker now. She made some basmati rice. So
what?
I don't have to cook if I don't want to. So alhamdulillah.
Must be nice.
Alhamdulillah.
Okay. Must be nice.
Isn't it great, though?
That's why I say, honestly, I'm glad the kids are home. I mean, even, I have two kids who are doing virtual school. They have not stepped into the school system at all this school year, which is wonderful. They've been doing virtual since day one of school of this year. And they are going to continue. They let us know each quarter what they're going to do. They are going to continue, and that works great for me. They've had AB honor roll each quarter.
Beautiful.
They've been doing really well. They're in the honor society, both of them. So, I mean, they're doing great. So I personally don't have any issues with the online school or their work. They've shown that they know what they're doing, and, they're doing a great job. So I'm glad that they're keeping the option closed. Just leave it for virtual school, at least for this year, and let's work on for next year. But, now they're closing all the schools here in Charlotte for virtual. They had them closed for a little while, then they opened them. Now they're closing them as of Monday.
Oh, wow.
Because the numbers are going up. So, but again, why would you open it up and you see the numbers are going up? It doesn't make sense.
Right.
You're right.
It doesn't make sense. But I am very, nice shout out to Queen City STEM for sticking and listening to the parents and really, looking out for the students and the families.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and I know it's not easy. I mean, I'm lucky. I'm home. I don't work outside the home. So I'm home with my kids. And I have older kids. So even if I was working, they know they're going to go ahead and do what they have to do. I don't have to sit and babysit them. So I'm really grateful for that because they're responsible enough to know, what you need to do. Let's get it done.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and it's not easy.
That makes
a
difference.
I was just talking to someone earlier, and she was also saying, we were talking about, ACS and Child Protective Services and how it has to be a lot of cases because people are really getting stressed out with their children being home.
Right.
And also,
right.
Not even from them doing their work and getting the work done, but just the stress of the parents, especially single parents, being home with their children all day, and some people
can't
work
out. I didn't think about that.
Yeah. Some people can't work out because they have young children.
Yeah.
So they're the only main provider, and they're doing it all. So hats off to them. Doing it
all. Absolutely. That's a big job. That's a big job.
Yeah.
I never thought about that, Nisa. I'm glad you brought that up because I've never thought about the parents who are by themselves having to work outside the home with babies and other, aged children at home.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
That's a lot of work. That's a lot. It's a lot when you have your spouse with you. So when you
don't, you know.
Mm-hmm. You know, and you know, my husband, I'm the one who makes sure the kids with educational stuff, that's my role. You know, that's fine. You know, he cares, but you know, I'm the one who makes sure that they're missing, if they're missing work, get the work done. Any emails or anything come in, that's, you know, that's my thing. So, he's here. If I need to bounce something off of him or if I need him, he's here at least.
Right.
You know,
right. Like
so,
everyone
has their role, you know, and that's fine. I'm all for that, honestly. I don't have a problem with that. But yeah, at least I have someone I can bounce things back off on, you know, get an opinion, get some thoughts, get some advice.
And I think that's why the parents
really
here I think that's why the parents here are trying to get the kids back in school.
Right.
They don't have it where they can be home with their children 24/7. They need to go to work. They need to be able to, for sanity reasons too, get out the house, get the child to school. You know, for sanity. And also finances.
Absolutely.
You know, they have to be able to get out there and work and. And some parents don't care. They don't want to work. But at the same time, they don't want their children home every day. So
this is
that
true.
Has to be a struggle within itself. You know, everybody has their struggles.
You're trying to work from home, too. When your kids are
trying to work from home.
Because I work from home. And it's like, you know, even though my kids are older, it's like, no, I don't want to see your hairstyle right now. Can you please close the door? Because you're on my Zoom meeting. Thank you.
Do you give them the death glare?
Yep. I'm like, I've turned my camera off and turn around with the glare. And turn right back around. Thank you so much.
I love it. I'm picturing your glare.
Right. What about the parents are in the back of the Zoom of the kids? You heard about that on the news, right? The kids are doing school and the parents in the background smoking blunts, drinking. Person on the phone,
you know,
making funny
faces. Let me tell you, I don't even see my kids doing their classes.
Yep.
Like, Lace will be in one room, Nisa is in the other room. I don't see them until it's time for their break. They come out, hey, mom, I'm on break. I'm going to go get something to eat, whatever.
Yeah.
Or if they have a question or something, I don't see them until I don't need to be in your Zoom meetings. I don't need to see your teacher. Unless it's necessary. Do what you have to do.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it makes the parents look crazy. I mean, why? 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 Why do you have to be extra? You're embarrassing your kids. You're embarrassing yourself. Everybody needs to know what craziness you're doing at the house.
I threaten to embarrass mine, though. I do. I'm like, yes, I will keep it. I will be dancing in the back of your... You know, you already know. I will be dancing in the background. Keep it up.
Yeah, I don't even see my kids. I don't see my kids, and that works fine for me. Like, oh, I'm like, yeah, okay, how was school today? You good? Okay, time to do that. Get the chores done. Let's go.
Yeah.
You know, after school, they go ahead and do their chores for the week, get it done, and, you know, keep the day moving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they do miss going to school, though. They miss their friends and, you know. And I'm like, okay, well, you'll be fine. You know, there'll be plenty of time for friends. However, this is COVID, and I need you alive. So let's just take, you know, and it's a blessing that they're able to be home and do school. At least the education is not affected to a point where they can't do it, you know. And they got the computers from the school. So that's good, you know.
Yeah, they got the resources, right.
So, you know. That works out really well. You know, they pick them up in the beginning of the year and drop them off at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Just like they did at the end of last year when they closed the schools down. So, you know, it worked out really nice. I mean, it's been a good experience on my end. I know a lot of people have a lot of different, you know, experiences and stories, but I have to say on my end, I can't really complain about anything.
Well, we appreciate you, Amina, for calling in. And we are coming to the end of the show.
Okay, I'll see you guys next week. Inshallah. Okay.
Inshallah. So next week's show, inshallah, will be about mental health and therapy. And do you believe in it? and what's the stigmas behind going to therapy. So we thank you for joining us. This is the Muslim Sisters Circle. I'm Nisa, your host. Assalamu alaikum.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahilladhi anzala ala 'abdihi al-kitaba wa lam yaj'al lahu 'iwaja. قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدنه ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا ماكثين فيه أبدا وينذر الذين قالوا اتخذ الله ولدا ما لهم به من علم ولا لآبائهم كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كذبا فلعلك باخع نفسك على آثارهم إن لم يؤمنوا بها